We're joined by Anthony Bunn, Community and Marketing Manager at Leek Town Football Club. Anthony, thanks for your time. You were appointed to the role a couple of weeks ago now, so if you could just first of all start by telling us what the job is that you're coming into at Leek Town Football Club.
Yeah, sure. So to simplify it, really, it's basically to get the community to come to Leek Town and use the, you know, what is a great community facility, be that support the first team, women's team, kids teams, development team, etc., but also use the facilities in the week and at nights as well, not just the pitch, and also to get the football club out into the community. I think like a lot of non-league teams, there's a small band of people who do a hell of a lot, and my job is to take a lot of the responsibility off that. Part of it is also to get revenue into the football club as well, because revenue into the football club not only will make what goes on the pitch better, but it will make the facilities and the environment better for the whole of the town and also the Staffordshire Moorlands as well. So it's kind of a blank canvas, to be honest, which is really exciting but daunting at the same time. But you know, the first 2 weeks I've had unbelievable number of meetings, great positive meetings on a number of fronts, and with loads to come as well. So it's a dream job for me, to be honest. Got a background in professional sport, education, marketing. I live in the Staffordshire Moorlands, and over a number of years now, I've been going up to Leek Town to watch. So it's it's just fantastic to be working for the club, and hopefully to help the club progress.
You mentioned about bringing people from the community into the club. How much is this FA Cup run that the club is enjoying helping? Because obviously they were on TV in the last round, 90 minutes away from the first round proper, and potentially another TV tie if the footballing gods smile favourably on Josbury Outsmen tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, tomorrow's massive. You know, there's no underplaying that. Just look at what happened to Marine when Spurs came to town. If we win tomorrow, the possibility is we could be playing somebody like Derby County away in the next round. For non-league clubs to get to the first round is huge. You know, we can't ever underplay that, or, you know, sweep it under the carpet. You know, a huge tie guarantees the future of the football club, which is amazing. So, like, yeah, it's been quite, you know, you can imagine it's been how hectic it's been. My first, when I walked in on the Monday, on the Saturday, we'd had the BBC in covering the game live. We had the BBC in this week. I've been contacted by ITV today. And you can imagine that a number of other companies are looking for sponsorship opportunities and whatever. So yeah, tomorrow's massive. You know, I'd be gutted if we didn't get at least a replay tomorrow. I'll be totally honest. And you know, the lads are playing really well at the minute. You know, hopefully, if we play as well as we did last week at Staley Bridge, you know, we'll get the result we want.
What do you hope to achieve in this role with Leek Town? Have you got an ideal goal, and it'd be fantastic if you could hit that?
The thing is for me is that somebody who lives just outside Leek and kind of uses Leek regularly with my family is that Leek is a fantastic town, and it's a town really on the rise. And I want the club to tap into the town, and the town to tap into the club. It's as simple as that. I think sometimes that we, you know, people from the area not take it for granted, but don't realise what a fantastic town it is. And you know, down by where the FPL Community Stadium is, you've got the hockey club, you've got the cricket club, and you see, you've got a little corner there of you know, some great sporting clubs to draw on. It's always had fantastic nightlife. The town is buzzing when I go up in the day, no matter what time of day it is or the day. There's happy market day, it's buzzing. Compare that to other towns and cities in the UK, and I see Leek, not just the football club, but the town as a whole, as a town on the rise. I think that's why the likes of McDonald's are, you know, investing in the town as well. They don't set up in places where they don't think they're going to make money. No. And there's a real buzz. So it's a really, really good time for the town. And like I say, my hopes and my dreams are basically to build on the great work that John and those who've gone before him in the club have done, and just to make Leek Town a real hub of the town and community, not just that of the Staffordshire Moorlands. We've got to remember we're not, you know, obviously League Town is a clue in the name, but we are possibly one of the biggest non-league clubs in Staffordshire. And I've always thought, with regards to Staffordshire, that we kind of play ourselves down a little bit, and I don't want that to happen with regards to the football club. So I've not set any targets. There's no targets, just to, like you say, bring the community into the football club on a daily basis, and to take the club into the community on a daily basis, and to do as much as we can. We went up to Buxton FC yesterday just to have a look around and chat to the people there. They're doing some great work. So I'm going to tap into a lot of clubs, both professional and semi-professional and non-league, take best practice and just work as tirelessly to progress the football club. And obviously, you know, and that comes hand in hand with the town itself.
And finally, just moving away from League Town Football Club, most people will know you from editing the Duck fanzine, and I believe this edition out is a sad but poignant one because it's the last ever edition of The Duck.
Yeah, it's 10 years we've been doing it, and the issue 78 now is our last one. I'm getting no younger. It's been going for a decade. We've had 60 interviews in there, all living great and good from Stoke City, have probably featured in there. And we're ending with Tony Pulis, the second part of the interview. So, you know, everything that has time to cut, you know, it comes to an end. And we feel this is a natural time as well. And also tying up with a new job as well. I don't want any diversions from what I'm doing with League Town. And, you know, we've had some great times doing it. And it won't be the last time I write about the football club. But it's time to move on. So, yeah, Sunderland next Saturday at home will be the last time it will be on sale outside the ground, unless we don't sell out. But I'm expecting us to sell out because the online sales have been phenomenal. I didn't realise how phenomenal until today when I posted them out from the post office and realised that postal fees have gone up by a third, which means that we'll probably make a loss on this issue, which kind of sums up the last couple of years. But we never did it to make money. We just did it really because it was something we loved doing, and we wanted to do something creative for the area.